I'd like to share a thought with you that I heard from Rabbi Moshe Einsteiner of Cleveland many years ago. And he was talking about Sirius Omer, the way that we count Sirius Omer. And it's interesting to notice that we count the days and the weeks in a different way. We count the day, each one of the days, at the beginning of the day. When we say Hayom, Yom, Echad Ba'omer, we count that the first night. We can count the beginning of the night. Actually, it's preferred to count at the beginning of the night. That's more tamimus. According to some opinions, you can count during mashmashas as well. So you're counting way before the day has actually taken place. You're saying today is that day of the Omer. The weeks, you only count at the end of the week as opposed to the beginning of the week. We don't say this is the first week of the Omer. We say after 1 week is completed, we say the week is done. So the days we count at the beginning, and the weeks we count at the end. So why is it that we count at the days at the beginning and the weeks at the end? So he suggested the following. He says, there's two ways to a person looks at what they're accomplishing. We can look at it as what we've done already, and we pride ourselves in that. And we can look at how much potential we have to accomplish and what we want to do. Both of those are very important. It's important to recognize our potential and focus on that, what our plans are. It's also important to recognize what we've accomplished. But the people who fantasize about their accomplishments before they've happened, that's a very negative thing. And as you're going through the process, it's not really so important to focus on what you've accomplished. It's much more important to focus on what your goals are to accomplish, what your potential is. And at some point in time, after you've done it, you reflect back and say, well, look how much I've accomplished. Let's go weiter. So each day, we're talking about the potential of what the day has to offer. We count at the beginning of the day. We focus on what our goals are, what we want to accomplish. We don't say each day, look how much we've done at the end of the day. We count at the end of the day what yesterday's count was. We don't do that. After a period of time has gone by, we stop and reflect, look how far we moved forward. If we try to do it day by day, we don't notice the accomplishments. It distracts us, becomes our focus on how well we've done as opposed to how much we need to do. So we cannot count at the end of the day looking backwards. At the end of a period of time, be it a week, be it a month, be it a year, we can look back, you know, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Look where I was a year ago, Erev Rosh Hashanah, look where I am now. If I try and do that every single day, I'm just going to be frustrated. There's forward movement, there's backward movement, there's ups, there's downs. The movement is so minimal, you don't notice it. I can't measure in those terms. At the end of a period of time, I'm able to reflect backwards and say, look what we've done. So to think that a person is above that ability, that need, and could just keep going and going and going and going, there are individuals like that, but the average member of Klal Yisrael, the average member of mankind, needs the chizuk that he gets from what he's done already. But if he thinks he's going to try and remechaz himself constantly and constantly and constantly, it just becomes a distraction. Hence, the weeks are counted at the end of the weeks, and the days are counted at the beginning of the days. Have a good Shabbos.